The uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt led to the relatively swift toppling of entrenched Arab leaders. Clearly, that has not been the case in Libya or in Syria, for that matter. The government in Syria of President Bashar al-Assad has responded to 2 months of civil unrest by cracking down hard on anti-government protesters. Human rights groups estimate at least 1,000 people have died at the hands of Syria's security forces, and thousands of people have fled next door to Lebanon. That's causing turmoil among the Lebanese as well, as Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut.
The Syrian capital, Damascus, is only 50 miles away from the Lebanese capital of Beirut, and Syria has long held a powerful sway over its smaller neighbor. Syrian troops were here for nearly 30 years until a car bomb killed former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri in 2005, and popular anger drove the Syrians out. Syria helps supply Hezbollah with money and arms, and it backs other political parties here that will do its bidding. Now, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is facing the biggest challenge to his 11 years of autocratic rule, and Lebanon is feeling the waves.
Salam, salam.
Lebanese sympathetic to Syrian protesters held a demonstration outside the National Bank in Beirut earlier this week. There were about 50 of them. They held roses for those killed during demonstrations. About two blocks away, some 200 Syrian migrant workers holding posters of Syrian President Assad began to march toward them. The pro-Assad protesters chanted, "With our blood and our hearts, we will die for you, Bashar." Lebanese soldiers, decked out in body armor, helmets, and automatic weapons, kept the two groups apart. Yasser Saad, a civil engineer, was one of those pro-Assad demonstrators.
We're supporting Bashar al-Assad. Other countries that want to take some benefits from those rebellions, right? And they're supporting them against Bashar al-Assad. But this is not what Syrians really want. Yeah, they are against the rebellions. Syrians are against the rebellions, as you can see all over this place.
Saad accuses foreigners of instigating anti-regime demonstrations. Since those foreigners mean the USA and Israel, he's essentially calling anti-Assad protesters traitors. Pro-Assad groups have tried to stifle other events supporting the Syrian demonstrators. A group called the Lebanese in Solidarity with the Dignity and Freedom of the Syrian People had planned to hold a conference in a nearby hotel last week. Lebanese journalist Manal Nahas had hoped to attend, but the event was canceled.
They called the hotel and they told them, we will burn the hotel if you accept these people together to show their support.
Organizers of the event say 28 other hotels refused their request to hold a conference. Eventually, this week, they found a warehouse in a suburb of Beirut that was willing to host them. It went on without problems. Indicative of how sensitive the issue of the Syrian turmoil is, many analysts and Lebanese politicians, especially those who are traditionally anti-Syrian, have refused to talk about the issue. Pro-Syrian parties, like Hezbollah, have been more vocal. In a speech last night, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said, "Lebanon's commitment towards Syria and our role as a resistance against Israel require us to maintain Syria's stability. We call on the Syrians to resort to dialogue and discuss reform. We don't meddle in Syria's affairs, and we oppose agendas against it." But Lebanese officials sympathetic to Syria are being accused of meddling. Here on the northern Lebanese border with Syria, the Lebanese army has beefed up its presence. There are two armored troop carriers bristling with men and heavy machine guns. At least 4,000 Syrian refugees have fled to this area. They say they escaped shelling and attacks by the Syrian army on peaceful protesters. Human Rights Watch says some refugees are being arrested by the Lebanese army and told they'll be deported to Syria. That's what happened to three Syrian soldiers who crossed into Lebanon earlier this month. Lebanese MP Moeem Rabia says that's against international law.
They entered Lebanon. They were helped by the people here. And then the Lebanese army took them and
handed them back to
the Syrians.
And they didn't want to go, or do you know if they were?
I'm not sure about it. But what we know is that they sent them back to Syria.
If the soldiers were deserters, they could be exposed to torture or worse. Human rights organizations have called for Lebanon to adhere to international law, which calls for those fleeing violence to be given temporary asylum. They say those obligations cannot be trumped by bilateral security ties between Lebanon and Syria's security forces. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.